You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Lawmakers reacting to the deadly mass shooting in Las Vegas Sunday night. At a Capitol briefing, House Majority Whip Steve Scalise.
Those families need our prayers right now. They need to be uplifted.
The Louisiana Republican back at work just recently after being critically injured by a gunman himself during a ball practice in June in Northern Virginia. Meanwhile, the girlfriend of the gunman in the mass shooting is back in the U.S., returning from the Philippines, and correspondent Ron Allen says authorities have a lot of questions for Mary Lou Danley.
The big thing is whether or not Danley provides information that explains a motive, that gets into the head, that lets investigators get into the head of Paddock to understand what he was thinking, what he was feeling during the final days, weeks, months of his life.
The death toll has been scaled back by 1 to 58, over 525 injured. This is USA Radio News.
Argon State Georgia Southern is the only game that matters tonight in Vegas, and Brandon Lang has your winner absolutely free. Who's Brandon Lang? He's the guy whose legendary career as a professional sports handicapper was immortalized by Hollywood in the movie Two for the Money, starring Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey. Oscar winner McConaughey played Lang, and you know, Hollywood only makes movies about winners. Tonight, Brandon Lang can make you a winner with his Sun Belt Game of the Year on Arkansas State Georgia Southern, and you can get it absolutely free by texting the word LOCK, L-O-C-K, to 30838. That's right, absolutely free. No salesman, no hassles, no 800 numbers, no recorded messages. Just text the word LOCK, L-O-C-K, to 30838 to get this winner absolutely free, no strings attached. You get the winner, backed by Brandon's in-depth analysis, for free. Just text the word LOCK, L-O-C-K, right now, to 30838 to win tonight for free.
I mean, I've never seen people working so hard in my life.
President Trump visiting Puerto Rico yesterday, praising officials for saving lives there, though the death toll is still rising. The governor's office confirming now that 34 people have died as a result of Hurricane Maria. The U.S. House of Representatives approving the Pro-Life Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, as USA Radio's John Clemens tells us.
Although the bill is facing stiff opposition in the Senate, the House of Representatives approved the measure 237 to 189. The legislation protects the baby in the womb after 20 weeks. Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia says abortion is not a procedure. It's a baby.
It may be said that this is something we're talking about, a procedure, but it is talking about life and it's talking about birthdays. It's talking about that life in that womb matters. And the potential from life until death is something that I believe God has given.
USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
The former CEO and president of Equifax testifies about a massive data breach, and we get a report on that story from correspondent Sharon Reed.
Richard Smith began the House hearing again apologizing for the breach that put 145 million Americans' personal information at risk and for the company's initial response to the hack.
In the rollout of our remediation program, mistakes were made, for which, again, I deeply apologize.
As he faced repeated criticism from House members, Smith said Equifax has now engaged the FBI in the hacking investigation, but he would not speculate whether a foreign government might be behind the cyber attack.
Yahoo says all 3 billion of its user accounts were breached in 2013. Now, that tech company previously estimated a billion accounts had been hacked, but now it says all 3 billion were. And yesterday, Yahoo said new information has come to light with the help of outside forensics experts. It says the investigation also shows that stolen data did not include credit card data, bank account information, or passwords, at least not in clear text. And the NFL and Players Association discussing social activism by its players. The two sides met about it yesterday and said they're engaged in productive conversations. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
Okay, so many people are waking up and saying, I'm so tired. If you're one of them, this show is for you. We're going to go step by step through the most common causes of fatigue, and some of those causes might just surprise you. Let's start with sleep, because I think this is probably the number one thing that affects people of all ages. I mean, even our kids aren't getting enough sleep. So people think they're getting sleep, right?
People think they're getting sleep, but sleep can be interrupted for a variety of factors. Of course, everyone's heard about sleep apnea, where they could be in bed 24 hours of the day, but they don't get a good refreshing sleep. Their brain doesn't regenerate. The toxins in the brain aren't washed out, as we've talked about before. All those things can lead to you getting out of bed and being even more tired than when you got into bed.
Okay, so most people with sleep apnea have a particular look about them. So let's kind of describe that. A lot of people with sleep apnea, not everybody, a lot of them, most of them, are overweight, right?
Obesity is a major factor for sleep apnea.
It doesn't have to be morbid obesity either, right?
It does not. And often there's anatomical changes that occur as people age. So if you have a big head and a short neck and your neck develops a lot of arthritis, it becomes weak, the weight of the head can literally collapse the airway in the neck and lead to sleep apnea.
Well, you know, unfortunately, if you're a male and you're over 50, you're about a 60% chance you have sleep apnea.
Wow, really? I didn't know it was that high.
And then you throw in body mass index, neck circumference, et cetera, it goes up pretty fast.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very common, underdiagnosed, clinical indications. Anybody with underlying coronary artery disease is at risk. If you're on two or more blood pressure medications, you have a high incidence that you have obstructive sleep apnea. Diabetics, just as a diagnosis, are at high risk of having sleep apnea. So there's a lot of the population that has sleep disturbances, specifically with obstructive patterns, that can be assessed very easily. Do home sleep studies. See if you got it.
Well, there's some research out there, and this is funny because a lot of times things hit the news circuit, and we're like, man, we did a show on that like 2 years ago, and just recently this is the case. They were talking about Alzheimer's and what the number one cause of Alzheimer's was, and it was lack of proper sleep because we now know that when you sleep, the brain, and Dr. Gammon alluded to this earlier, actually washes itself out. It gets rid of all the plaques and toxins in the brain when you sleep. So if you're tired when you wake up or you have foggy brain, it's highly likely that you aren't getting proper sleep, that you have sleep apnea.
And there are some people that are not obese that get sleep apnea. Also, it could be due to their jaw alignment. Also, you could get sleep apnea from central problems, problems with the brain itself. So there's a lot of potential reasons for sleep apnea. What we do know, it's very common, and it's associated with a multitude of issues. We mentioned Alzheimer's, heart problems, weight gain. There's all sorts of problems. So we spend a third of our life in bed, and yet when we feel bad, we don't think of looking at it. But nowadays, we doctors are very interested in that. We're really looking at it carefully.
Yeah, it's not just apnea. I mean, there's a lot of other, you know, Judy's favorite is artificial sweeteners, messing with sleep. Medications is a common cause. So anytime patients are complaining of fatigue and we're looking at sleep patterns, first thing to do is look what medications, both prescription and non-prescription.
Right.
Look at even some of their, I'd say, healthy supplements can be causing problems, you know, with their sleep and just need to be taken at different times during the day.
Yeah, like some people take their B vitamins in the afternoon. That's a bad idea because they give you energy and then you can't sleep properly. So taking your vitamins in the morning is generally the best.
And let's not forget about caffeine. As old Dr. Marcus Welby used to, you know, recommend decaffeinated coffee so that you could sleep at night. But it's a fact that if you drink too much caffeine, coffee, tea, whatever the case may be, it can keep you up at night. So you want to watch your caffeine intake also.
And what about just general people that don't have sleep apnea, all the way down to kids? And we know that you should get about 7.5 hours of sleep a night, and kids more, and teens more. But there's a lot of other factors that go into if you have a good, restful night's sleep. First of all, don't have a dog named Buttercup. We all know he kisses up many times a night. But also, having a dark room and having a cool dark room has been proven to cause deeper sleep levels and make you more refreshed in the morning. So you're not so tired. You don't feel like you're walking through water when you wake up.
And also taking a screen break for an hour or two before bed, because we know the light from computers, from TVs, et cetera.
From your phone
messes with your melatonin that's released in your brain. And a lack of melatonin will lead to insomnia also.
Speaking about phones, though, I want to bring this up because I didn't know about this. Somebody told me, and I did it recently. You can go into the settings on your phone, and you can actually turn down that light for different times. So at like 9 o'clock at night until 6 or 7 in the morning, my light on my phone is different because it doesn't emit that bright blue light that keeps you up at night.
Right.
Have you done that, Dr. Anderson?
No, I'm just thinking how over-technical everything's getting. It's like
you could have just set it down and not look at it.
Right. Now I have to have settings for different times of day for that. It's like, just don't mess with it.
I know. Yeah, I know, but that's hard. I mean, it's like Pavlov's dogs. Everyone does it. Their phone dings and they go running after it. Oh, what do I need to do? And it's an epidemic.
The other thing is something called nocturia, that is getting up at night to urinate. As men age, they often get an enlarged prostate. It makes them urinate more frequently. Sometimes women will have bladder issues and they have to get up and urinate at night. This will affect sleep also. You know, I'm very careful with both older men and women not prescribing them diuretics. Those are pills that make people urinate more. Often we use it for blood pressure or heart issues. It's important for doctors to keep in mind that these diuretics will keep people up all night, affect their sleep, and then that will affect other things. So there's a number of things will affect good night's sleep.
Okay, that music means it's time. It's time for Doc Shock. Is it time we find something shocking in the news, or we're just shocked it made the news? I'm shocked. There's new research that the Zika virus... I'm the Zika virus out of Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis and the University of California, San Diego School of Medicine. This research is going to shock you, too, because we all think of Zika as the virus that eats away at the brain of a fetus if a mother becomes infected while she's pregnant. But it turns out that the Zika virus also likes to feed on brain cancer and maybe someday is going to be used to treat glioblastoma. And for those of you who aren't familiar with glioblastoma, that is the most aggressive form of brain cancer. It affects about 12,000 lives a year in the United States, and it actually has like a 12-month survival rate. So if they can actually find something to eat away at the glioblastoma, I think that's awesome.
Obviously, the gold standard there would be that the virus eat the cancer, not the normal
brain. Not the rest
of
the brain.
Yeah. So that's pretty amazing.
I know. I didn't know if you guys had read the study. It just came out. I thought it was fascinating.
I'm not convinced Zika is a problem. So
really?
Not based on the data. So, you know, it doesn't mean it discounts the study, but, you know, there's some evidence that it was actually the pesticides that were sprayed, not the virus transmitted.
I read that.
By the, mosquito that caused Zika has been around forever, right?
Yeah.
It's not new. It's not a new virus. So why is it all of a sudden we started seeing problems, right? Oh, wait,
these problems started right after they started
mm-hmm. spraying this pesticide, which, by the way, was banned in the United States, all over Brazil and South America, and then we started seeing the cases. So the epidemiologic studies are not there. There are some researchers who think it has to do with the pesticides, not the virus. So,
you know, I'm glad you brought that up. That's a good point. So Zika may actually just be good in some form or fashion.
You know, it may work in this fashion, but the fact to try to relate it to that it's causing the microencephaly in the kids,
probably not.
Data on that's still questionable.
Okay, if you haven't already done so, go take the survey, stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. You can take the survey so you can track those demographics. And follow us on Facebook, Stay Young Media Group. We'll be right back. We're going to talk more about energy and hormones.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, we've been talking this whole hour about why are we all so tired? And we're gonna tackle more topics on this. We're going to go through hormones and other reasons that maybe you didn't think of.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
On this Immortal Minute, we're going to tie together some things that I always like to tie together or look towards. We're talking gut bacteria again.
Every hour, it seems like we're on this.
Pound it into your head. So researchers have identified that certain bacteria in your gut make a product called an indole, and that the indoles in worms and mice and other animals, smaller animals, actually extends lifespan and keeps them healthy. So we know that as one ages, the diversity of one's gut flora tends to diminish. And the greater the diversity of your gut flora, generally the healthier you are, the animal is. And so as that declines, the amount of indoles an older person produces go down. So guess what it is that one should consume to improve the numbers of the bacteria that produce the indoles?
Prunes.
Nah. Greens.
Oh,
it's
greens.
Broccoli,
yeah.
Kale, mm-hmm. That
yeah,
type of stuff.
I get it. Yep.
And so, it gets back to, and especially when we're talking with our elderly patients, oftentimes their diets are not the greatest. Mm-hmm. They may be living alone or even if it's just the two of them. And so take grandma a big old pile of kale for her birthday.
Here you go, grandma.
Kale cake.
Yuck. All right. Well, this whole hour we've been tackling why Americans are so tired. We talked about sleep, but I want to move on to hormones. And let's get really in depth here on hormones, because lots of times we see people start getting tired in their late 20s, early 30s. People think about hormones, they generally think that happens to you like when you're 50, but it happens earlier. And there are a lot of reasons that it's happening even earlier and more prevalent. And part of that is we don't live the way we used to. We don't get out there and chop wood and such. Our diet and our lifestyle are causing our hormones to dip. What say ye?
Well, there's no doubt about it that hormones are a big cause of fatigue. And there's differences, of course, between men and women. One of the big thing on younger women is the use of the birth control pill. We know that women that are on the birth control pill a long period of time have their testosterone drop. That's right. That's the male sex hormone. Women make small amounts of it. And the birth control pill suppresses that, and it drops to very low levels and will affect the young woman not only in terms of decreased libido, but also in terms of increasing fatigue dramatically. So that's a premenopausal woman, and that happens a lot.
Well, and one that's a normal physiologic drop-off, that is a big drop-off, is in growth hormone. So growth hormone, you think about the kids growing, big, high growth hormone levels, and they stay pretty high, don't drop off a whole lot until late 20s and then early 30s. And by your mid-30s, they're down to maybe 10 or 15% of what they were in your 20s.
Yep.
Big drop-off. And then they basically get dropped by about 50% every decade. So by the time you're 50, there's virtually very little growth hormone hanging around. And one of the first things that we hear from patients when we help them optimize growth hormone levels is that they sleep so much more soundly and that they're having dream states again. Mm-hmm. And to the point where that'll happen within the first week or so, and they'll be like, I would stay on this just for the sleep, irregardless of if I see any other benefits down the road, because a lot of the benefits do take several months to start to accumulate. But that one happens right off the bat. And I often wonder how many times when we see elderly patients, in our practice, and Dr. Gammon sees them too, they're complaining of sleep, and they want sleep meds, and they tell you they can't sleep. How many of those would be improved if we could offer them some type of growth hormone optimization?
Well, and the sad thing is there are so many people that are addicted to sleep medications, because most physicians don't say, okay, let's look at your vitamin levels. Let's see what's going on. Let's optimize your hormones. Let's do all kinds of things to help you help yourself, instead of just sticking a Band-Aid on it. And a lot of times they're addictive.
Right. Now, speaking of sleep, when we talk about postmenopausal women, because of the menopause, they drop three hormones, estrogen, progesterone, and testosterone. And it's the lack of progesterone gives tremendous insomnia. Mm-hmm. So postmenopausal women, when they get on progesterone, they sleep like babies. They sleep so much better.
And sometimes if the progesterone is too high, they sleep too much and they can't get up and get moving.
Yeah. But also the lack of estrogen, the progesterone by affecting sleep, and the testosterone will cause tremendous fatigue. So those are three hormones in the postmenopausal woman that have to be looked at very carefully.
Well, and I'm sitting here listening, and it gets back to you got to do a good evaluation. Look for, we haven't even touched on the micronutrient on the wheel for fatigue.
And it's huge. I mean, there's so
list
many
of nutritional
spokes on that.
Deficiencies that'll come in that could play a role in just generalized fatigue.
Well, we may have somebody listening that hasn't heard us talk about the micronutrient test before, so let me explain what we're talking about. So there's a blood test that we do at Executive Medicine of Texas. We actually can send this out, and people can get this done elsewhere and send it in. They can order it through us. And you go in and you look at the blood cell, and you actually look to see if these vitamins and minerals are being utilized by the body, because we know that if you have a deficiency in particular things, I'll just take testosterone deficiencies as an example, or trouble with sexual function. A lot of times we see a link to a zinc deficiency. So if you have a zinc deficiency and you go on testosterone, it's not going to be utilized as well as if you had a normal zinc level. So it's
By the way, I saw a study, I forget where it was, that zinc, additional zinc actually protects against dementia and Alzheimer's. So
I believe that.
I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, so you're right. It's about looking at the big picture. So
eat those zinc-containing oysters and then go home and put them to good use.
We all know what you're talking about. But again, you're right. It goes back to the proper evaluation, looking at everything. If you go in and you tell a doctor you're tired, sometimes, believe it or not, the doctor will say, well, you must be depressed. And then they put you on an antidepressant.
Which makes you more tired.
Which makes you more tired.
Yeah.
And it affects your cognition. You didn't need it to begin with. And by the way, a lot of prescription drugs deplete you of the nutrients that you need. So you may be eating good food, but if you're on particular drugs, it's not absorbing into your bloodstream.
And that's gaining a lot of traction. There's a lot of people reporting, coming in asking, saying, could this medication I'm taking and be inhibiting absorption. I read this, I read that. So yep. Patients are cluing in, which is good.
Yeah, it is good because an educated patient is going to live a lot longer than someone who doesn't pay attention to their body or what's going on. We want to give a shout out to the military. We love you guys and gals. We can see that you're listening to the show because after it airs on all these wonderful stations across the United States, it goes to podcast and we can take it to you where you are. So we love you guys and gals in the military and your families because we know without the sacrifice on both behalf of you and your family, we wouldn't be as free as we are today. And we'll be right back. We're going to talk more about why we're so tired. We're going to tackle stress. Could it be too much stress? Could it be your job or home life? You're going to find out.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BioTBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
She was sent away.
That's the sister of the girlfriend of the man behind the deadly Las Vegas shootings, saying he sent Mary Lou Danley out of the United States before killing 58 people at that country music festival Sunday night.
She was sent away so that she will be not there to interfere.
Though Danley's sisters say they don't believe she knew exactly what her boyfriend was planning. Danley flew back from the Philippines to Los Angeles International Airport last night, where she was met by federal agents. She's currently answering questions for the FBI. President Trump currently traveling to Las Vegas, saying as he was preparing to leave Washington,
"We're going to pay our respects and to see the police who have done really a fantastic job in a very short time."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Good news, everyone. Futurama is back in an all-new episode that's available for audio download or listening today. And it's free. The new episode, created by the original Futurama team, came to life after they were reunited to create new content for Jam City's mobile game, Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow. Executive producer David X. Cohen says the cast had a great time creating both the video game and the 42-minute-long podcast episode.
It's weird, you know, several years go by and you don't make an episode of Futurama and you get a little nervous, like, can we still do this? And then everybody just kind of locks into work mode again and it feels like old times. We have the whole original crew back together for this. We have all original writers from the show. We have the original animators and the entire cast of the show.
Fans of the show will find the podcast on sites including Nerdist.com and YouTube. The Futurama Worlds of Tomorrow game is also free and available for mobile devices via the App Store and Google Play.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Today we're talking about why am I so tired? So many people are so tired, and we're trying to get you information to help you discern why you may be tired so you can visit your doctor, talk to your doctor, or come see us at Executive Medicine of Texas, where we do half-day executive physicals. You don't have to be an executive. You just have to want to live longer and live healthier. So stress. I mean, we've talked about sleep. We've talked about hormones, but we cannot discount that stress is a major factor.
Well, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if you're stressed at work, if you're constantly under pressure, there's only so much the body can take. Stress can affect, of course, the brain. The brain gets tired.
Wait for it. It's coming. Keep talking.
Call it deadhead. And also the stress will cause your adrenal glands
there
to overwork.
I knew it was coming.
And you're going to deplete your adrenaline and noradrenaline. You're going to feel very fatigued.
We have our pet deals. Mine's the gut and his is the adrenal stress.
I know, right?
Right. It all leads back to the adrenal glands.
So let's explain to people what happens inside the body when you get stressed. So you get a rise in cortisol levels, which creates inflammation, which then creates pain, and you're unable to sleep, and you're anxious, and all kinds of things happen when you have these really high cortisol
levels. Flip around. I mean, you get inflammation, and then your body puts out the cortisol to put down the inflammation.
Right.
So the cortisol, and I'll tie it back into gut biome. So now Dr.
Cameron
and I are on the same page is when you, as studies show, gut biome actually can affect not only your endogenous production of cortisol levels and how they affect the gut biome, but conversely, what bacteria you have in your gut can be producing chemicals and that are very similar to the cortisol levels. So you got bad gut flora, you're getting stressed, cortisol levels go up, and then you got the whole snowball going of weight gain, sleep disturbances, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, it's take a little piece of it and start working everything to get back going in a positive direction. You can't turn it around overnight.
Good point. It takes time. And let's talk about where those stressors can come from, because you can have stress in the home if you're not communicating. A lot of times we see, and I hate to go back to the hormones, but we see when people, whether it's a male or a female or both, when they have hormone deficiencies, you know, they're ready to kick the dog, sell the kids on Craigslist. They're just done. And, you know, then that stress just compounds and it becomes very, very toxic to the body. But also at work, you could be at work and be very stressed. It could be because you have too many tasks and not enough hours in the day. It could be because there's some bad relationships at work. It could be because you aren't feeling yourself and you just can't get the work done. So there's a lot of reasons that stress enters your life. But let's talk about how to relieve stress.
Well, first of all, you need to take breaks. You need periodic vacations or days off. I mean, it's a fact. Henry Ford learned that when he introduced the coffee break, that workers are more productive if they have little breaks and their stress is alleviated. So there's no doubt that that's very important. In addition to that, if your work is one where you're sitting all the time, you need to do exercise on a regular basis. Exercise is tremendous for blowing off stress. It's good for your muscles, your heart. It's good for everything. And then the other thing, of course, is proper nutrition. If you're eating, like, badly, you're not going to get the nutrients you need to help support what you're doing. So nutrition's very, very important.
Yeah. And okay, so back to stress, exercise. Exercise has been found to be just as effective, if not more effective, than antidepressants.
Right, but look at exercise. You exercise, documented sleep patterns improve.
Yep.
Right?
Hormones go up.
Hormones improve. You know, both the sex hormones and also growth hormone increases with exercise. You know, sugar metabolism, insulin insensitivity, inflammation goes down. Huh. You know,
all and it's free.
It's kind of the one thing we talk about. You know, all those little pieces can be impacted by physical activity.
Yeah, it's true. Now, Dr. Gammon mentioned nutrition. So let's really hone in on nutrition. First off, you mentioned earlier, Dr. Anderson, stop the artificial sweeteners. Look at everything you have. Look at your toothpaste. Look at your mouthwash. Look at your drinks you're drinking. Just get it out of your system. Just
don't shop. If you go to some of the stores, they're probably putting artificial sweeteners in the air when they oxygenize it.
Really?
No, I'm just kidding. If you could do that, man, you'd have people shopping there all day long. We could put sugar in the air, you know, you'd have it.
It'd just be there. Yeah,
I'm going to pursue that when I get home.
Uh-huh.
Well, we know that, you know, inadequate nutrition can lead to a lot of vitamin deficiencies, vitamin D, vitamin B12. A lot of deficiencies. I have a lot of vegetarian patients. A lot of them have iron deficiency anemia because they're not getting iron. So proper nutrition is very, very important. You need to have all these nutrients to make your body work properly. And, of course, I always tell the story that people are always concerned about their cars working right, but they never look at their own bodies to make sure their bodies have the right fuel. So, you might have super octane in your car. What are you doing to your body? You know, if you're just eating chips and cookies all day and drinking sodas, you're not fueling your body.
All right, let's get on sodas for a minute because I want to pick on
sodas. Make
that
check engine light come on.
That's right.
Sodas are, people don't realize how much sugar's in sodas. And when your body's filled with sugar, you have inflammation, you have stress, you have lots of things going on. But sodas also can put lots of weight on you. I mean, it's been like 7 years ago I gave up sodas. And they say once you give up sodas, you're going to lose 5 to 10 pounds if that's the only thing you do is give up sodas. And by the end of that year, you're going to be 5 to 10 pounds less and be able to maintain that, because otherwise, if you keep drinking them, you're going to add 2 to 3 pounds every single year as you go.
Sure. It's sugar. I mean, sugar messes with your insulin levels. Insulin levels will make you have low blood sugar, high blood sugar, and when your sugar is low, you're going to eat. It just creates a mess. So cutting down on sugar is tremendously important. We all know that Americans consume way, way too much sugar. It's almost an addiction.
It is an addiction. And one of the things on sugar is patients are paying attention to it, because if you look at the consumption of table sugar, you know, processed sugar, it's actually down. So it's declined over the last 20 years. So the amount that we're taking out of the, you know, sugar cup on the table and putting in our coffee or tea or everything, that's gone down. But the overall consumption's gone up by upwards of 20-30%, right? And that's because of the addition of specifically high fructose corn syrup and all the packaged processed stuff and sodas, just like you spoke to.
Well, several weeks ago, I was giving a talk to an HR group, and I had, I don't know, maybe 100 people in the audience. And one of the things I was talking about was the dumping effect. You know, you eat something and you get this high from the sugar, and then pretty soon you completely and utterly crash, and you often want to fall asleep. So I'm giving this talk, and when I get to that point, it was really to the point where everyone in the audience had finished their meal and they ended with this giant piece of cake. By the way, I didn't pick what they were going to eat. And this overweight guy on the first row actually fell asleep and was snoring through this portion of what I was talking about. Right when I was saying, if you eat too much sugar, you're going to get sleepy and you're not going to be able to stay awake. I mean, I really wanted to go over and grab him and go, this is what I'm talking about. But it was ironic to just watch it happen right before my eyes. And it's happening all the time across America.
Right.
And I want to remind everybody that the Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day is coming up. It's at the end of this and every single show. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Why. So grab a pen, write this number down, 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. And if you're not already following us on Twitter, at Stay Young Media, we're always tweeting out tips on health, new research. There's a tip going out about every 20 minutes on Twitter. So follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. And when we come back, we're going to have our Medical Mania trivia. You play along. Let's see how smart you are. And we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
This whole show has been dedicated to answering the one question, why am I so tired? If you're just tuning in, you can catch this and every single episode on iTunes under Staying Young Show 2.0. And always follow us on Twitter at StayYoungMedia.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, we've got Jimmy Reeves. He's actually from Brenham, Texas. Wait, Jimmy, don't answer. I want to see if the doctors know. Do you know what Brenham, Texas is famous for?
Yeah, I went to school in College Station. We kind of know what Brenham's favorite famous for.
What do you want
to answer?
Yes.
Bluebell ice cream.
Bluebell ice cream.
Listeria.
It took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, you know, we're not promoting that other people eat a lot of ice cream, but if you're going to have a bowl, you got to have a bowl of Bluebell, right?
Absolutely.
Hey, Jimmy, thanks for coming on and playing with us. We're going to do some Medical Mania trivia. As you probably know, the doctor's going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you some questions. We don't expect you to get them right, but have fun with it and try your best. You're going to play for some prizes here. We're going to send you out some Stay Young vitamins, some age support multivitamin. And if you're really good at this, then we'll send you out a little Lifeline stem cell cream. We can't keep that stuff on the shelves. For those that are listening, you can go to StayYoungAmerica.com and order these items. If you want to play with us, you can call us 844-WELL-100 and play with us next time.
All right, first question. And this is kind of odd, but it's a new study True or false? A new study showing that carbohydrates, are worse than fats when it comes to heart disease. True or false? Carbs worse than fat, heart disease?
I would say, for me personally, it would be true.
It is true.
That is true. And what I was kind of amazed at, there are numerous studies coming out now that confirm this, but there's actually studies dating back to the 1960s that demonstrated this that have just gotten swept underneath the carpet for decades.
That's right.
So it's not exactly new.
But it's really hitting the news.
So the ice cream's okay, but the ice cream sandwich is not okay. Okay, Jimmy, here's the next question. I love this question. At what age do your ears stop growing? At what age do your ears stop growing?
I would say at death.
That's right.
Correct. It's a trick question. The ears actually never stop growing until you die.
Now, let me qualify.
Very good, Jimmy. Very impressive.
This study was done on single men because in the married men population, their ears stopped growing and they became deaf after about 20 years of marriage.
So. Oh, he did not. Jimmy, don't even laugh at it. Don't give him any audience.
All right. At what stage of sleep do you lose your sense of smell? You kind of familiar with the different stages of sleep?
We can give you the stages if you don't know the stages.
Well, you know, I was thinking about them, but I would say, just based on my experience, I never do lose my sense of smell.
Then you probably have sleep apnea because
you
are not hitting REM sleep.
That's true.
Because you lose your sense of smell during REM sleep.
Okay.
That's the dream state when you get your eyes twitching back and forth.
Rapid eye movement. Yeah. Yep.
Well, sometimes I have some pretty stinky dreams. So I guess that threw me off.
That would be your gut biome.
Okay. Now, this next question excludes Aggies, okay? So, is the human brain soft or hard? Is the human brain soft or hard?
I'd say soft.
You are correct. Good. It's soft like butter.
Oh, my gosh. He's really good at this.
Excellent.
Except if they're hard-headed, right?
Yeah.
Last question. Which season are we most focused? Oh, I like this question because we've got seasonal change coming about now, and I love how the seasons affect our bodies and how we change with the seasons. So which season are you most focused? When can you sit down and write that novel?
Probably fall.
Winter. The cold weather actually improves human memory and concentration.
Okay, but see, fall, the weather's turning cooler, so I think he kind of gets it right.
It depends on where you live. I mean, here in Texas.
That's true. He's in Brenham, Texas.
Here in Texas, our winter is called fall everywhere else.
But, well, you know, if you have Bluebell in your mouth all the time, you're always cold, so then you're focused.
In the winter, I'm feeding my cattle all day, and so I don't have time to sit down, but in the fall, I do have time.
There you go. See, it's an individual response.
I love his cowboy accent.
Right.
You could stay on and talk to us all day long. Okay. All right, Marlboro Man, here's what we're going to send you. We're going to send you out some age support multivitamin, and then we'll also send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream because you, come on, let's face it, I think you did really awesome.
Well, thank you.
Jimmy, thanks for coming on and playing, and keep listening to the Staying Young Show. All right.
All right.
So he was fun.
That was great.
I love it when people surprise you and they just kind of get a lot of these answers that you don't think they're going to get right. And sometimes it's even the opposite where you think someone's going to know it for sure and they bomb it. We've seen it on all sides of the spectrum, haven't we?
We have.
So the whole topic today has been about why am I so tired? And if you have missed the show, don't forget you can always catch the podcast, Staying Young Show 2.0, because that's where it replays.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with the double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to get rid of your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. 6333 or go to smartnewyou.com. Mark, are you ready for this week's riddle?
Ready.
Okay. This is a what is it riddle. Voiceless it cries, wingless flutters, toothless bites, and mouthless mutters. What is it? Let me repeat that. Voiceless it cries, wingless flutters, toothless bites, and mouthless mutters. What is it? Send in your answer.
Okay, here's what you do. You go to 84, or you can call 844-WELL-100. That's 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. And just fill out the contact us for Dementia Defender there. And if you get it right, here's what you need to do. Well, if you want to get the book, here's what you need to do. You need to get it right. And then you need to also give us your name and address and your phone number, because sometimes we can't understand the address and I just need a call to clarify. But if you get it right, we'll send out a free copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And if you get it wrong, you're going to get a postcard from me saying thanks for playing and better luck next time. I love the topic we had today. I want to encourage you to go on to the podcast, Staying Young Show 2.0. Follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media and share this message about why am I so tired, so that we can get people actually not so tired.
That's right. And there's always an explanation for fatigue, for being tired. Make sure your healthcare provider digs deep enough and gets you an explanation and an answer, because they're always is one.
Don't just accept a prescription, right? I mean, would you say that?
Yeah, get to the bottom of it. Get to the reason and then solve the problem rather than, you know, getting addicted to other pills.
Dr. Anderson, what would be your parting words on this topic of why am I so tired?
Get a thorough evaluation. You get a more detailed history. But, you know, the problem I have with patients often come in and they're doing the physical, and then the kind of the last thing is your hands on the door getting ready to leave is, oh, doc, I'm tired. I'm not sleeping good. That needs to be the focus
first
of a
thing.
Specific visit.
Yep. I agree. Well, we will see you right here next week on the Staying Young Show.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229, or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects...
You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
This is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Retail industry analysts are shocked as retail sales surprisingly fell in June. The 0.3% drop is tamping down optimism that consumer spending is rebounding. A prominent Texas business investor is helping Bluebell Creameries get back on track. The company closed its manufacturing plants for cleaning and pulled all of its ice cream products from stores after a deadly listeria outbreak earlier this year. Bluebell's CEO announced Tuesday that Sid Bass has made a, quote, significant investment in the company that will ensure the return of its products to store shelves, something that hasn't happened yet, although testing is well underway for Bluebell ice cream. A study from the Harvard University Business School says more hydraulic fracturing together